This is CliffCentral.com.
Good day. My name is Rosie Muthene and welcome to my podcast show titled Pan-African Connect. This is a platform that I use where I highlight my three passions in life, and that is woman, Africa, and the arts. Today's podcast I'm going to dedicate to a very, very special and amazing woman that I had the opportunity of crossing paths with. You know, the old adage says that people come into your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. And I was very, very fortunate to meet an amazing, vibrant woman by the name of Prudence Mabela. I met her a couple of years ago within the activist arena in South Africa. And the first time I met her, I was absolutely petrified of her. Petrified because she spoke her mind. She spoke the truth. And she was brutally, brutally passionate about women's rights, about equal rights, about educating people on HIV and AIDS. She was passionate about life, strong supporter of the LGBTI community. And from that day on, I was intrigued by her, as what we say in Yiddish, her chutzpah of just getting what she wants and getting her mind out there. And a couple of weeks ago, we heard the news that she had passed on. And by reading the different tributes that came around from all around the world, it just goes to show that her presence, the presence that she left with me, wasn't only just something that I experienced. There were beautiful tributes from people from across the globe of how she helped people, on how she turned things around in terms of HIV and AIDS education and all of the above. And so I wanted to dedicate this podcast to her, and I'm going to be running a couple of series dedicated to her so we can keep her flame alive, so we can keep the passion that she worked and so hard for alive. And so just to give you a little bit of insight into who Prudence Mabela was, proudly South African woman, her obituary read that she was a home girl with a hand grenade. Prudence was a home girl, proudly African and deeply rooted in the spiritual tradition of Africa. Her hand grenade was her conscience, her sense of duty, purpose, and justice. One would be hard-pressed to describe Prudence as she defied all categorization. She was courageous, fearless, humble, brave, fun, passionate, loving, funny, and above all, highly spirited. In 1992, she discovered that she had contracted HIV. And as we all know, this was a time that there was very little knowledge about the disease, and therefore there were many negative myths and misconceptions attached to it. It was then that Prudence made the very brave decision to make her status public, her HIV status. And that can honestly be counted as one of the most turning points in South African history. She then experienced the full onslaught of stigmatization. She was isolated, asked to discontinue her studies. It was a time that she felt incredibly, incredibly lonely. Yet she knew that her silence was not the problem. It was then that she decided that she would not allow her status to dictate who she was. It was then that she knew that it was society that needed to change its understanding of those living with HIV. She literally rose out of the ashes of prejudice and decided that she would not have her life narrowed down. In 1996, at the Harankuwa Hospital in South Africa, Prudence then led a group of 60 HIV-positive women who united to create a safe place, a safe space for women living with HIV, and to connect to the spirit of the humanity. This was the establishment of the Positive Women's Network. She created awareness about HIV and AIDS. She helped countless women and their families on their journeys of self-acceptance, destigmatization, and of course, better health. Her commitment to change the plight of people living with HIV and AIDS earned her the honor of representing her organization on a number of HIV and AIDS bodies, including the South African National AIDS Council. She became a global icon for the work that she did and also for standing up for the rights of women, those living with HIV and AIDS, and the rights for the LGBTI community. As I mentioned before, she had a family, not only in South Africa, but across Africa, across the world. A brotherhood and sisterhood that can never ever be broken. She truly was a lover of life. And so with this podcast and the podcasts that have come, I'd like to acknowledge some of the organizations that she helped either find or worked with, and basically create awareness around these so that the work that she started on this earth when she was still alive doesn't end with her death, that we continue her spirit alive. One of the organizations is called Sisterly Love, which is an Atlanta-based organization, and they have offices in South Africa. They were the first group to partner with her in 2000, and they also assisted her with creating other amazing US contacts, which then led to the amazing work that she did. I'd like to acknowledge USAID, the Ford Foundation, Positive Women's Network, which she was the founder of, the LGBTI community, and of course, activists and citizens on the ground. If you'd like more information on any of these organizations, please send me an email, rosie@rosiemoderna.biz, or simply follow my podcast, because I plan to interview different representatives from these different organizations so that we can keep her spirit alive. We can keep her chutzpah living amongst us. And of course, more importantly, honoring who she was and what she lived with. Prudence Mabella, thank you for the memories. Thank you for the fight. Thank you for your madness. Thank you for being you. Rest in peace, my sister.
This is CliffCentral.com.